That you want to achieve, or the arguments that you want to put forward, are going to be heard by the government. So with the Legislative Council, as I've heard so often, it's so good to have the bicameral system, because in fact people have the opportunity to take their objections to government legislation or government manoeuvres and have it heard by that separate group.
John Morris, why do you call Kerry Finch a green in independence clothing?
Well, perhaps I should ask the large group of people who are here supporting him with Greens labels on them. I can't say that Kerry brought them, I'm sure he didn't. But the truth is that his voting record, which he wrote to the paper the other day and said, people, look at my voting record, has been in lockstep with the Greens.
That's
And can I just finish, Kerry? The new leader of the Greens lives very close to us here in Lagana. You would have thought that his first step as the new leader of the Greens would have been, let's run a candidate, let's test my leadership. They chose not to. A Greens-endorsed local councillor is running in Huon. There's only me and Kerry running in Roseviers. Now, doesn't take Einstein to work that one out.
At the last official function that I went to, where I came across Kim Booth, I talked about whether he would be standing, or the party would be standing, a candidate against me, and he said yes, that they would be. So it was a complete surprise to me when we went to the close of the nominations of the poll, but in fact a Green candidate was not there. So I was expecting that challenge.
Mm. On ABC Local Radio, our guests this morning, Kerry Finch, Don Morris, were debating some of the issues in and around Roseviers, with only a few weeks left until a chance to go to the polls and, an opportunity to vote. Let's take news headlines, and we'll be back with our guests in just a moment. It's 29 to 10. Peter Hughes is there. Peter, good morning.
Yes, back here at the radio station, the Defence Minister David Johnston says Australia will buy another 58 Joint Strike Fighter aircraft at a cost of more than $12 billion. The United States programs have been plagued by problems, though, with parts coming off too often for maintenance, and concerned software issues could delay production. Cost of a cup of coffee could be on the way up as the global price of coffee beans surges to a two-year high. An emergency doctor from Darwin who's working in the Solomon Islands says hospital resources there are being stretched to the limit. Earlier this month, devastating flash floods killed 21 people and left thousands homeless. Charities are warning of price shock as demand for gas in Asia forces up the cost of local supplies. And the winner of this year's Vogel Literary Award has gone to Christine Piper for her novel After Darkness. Ms. Piper says personal history played a role in her choice of subject. That's it for now. Our next for you at 10 o'clock.
Commemorate Anzac Day with ABC One. Lest we forget, coverage begins at 5:50 with dawn services from around the country, followed by the Anzac Day March in your capital city at 9.
We welcome you to our broadcast.
Then travel to the battlefields of World War One to remember the fallen at Gallipoli, Villers-Bretonneux and Lone Pine. Anzac Day 2014 on ABC One.
Of 936 ABC Hobart, ABC North Taz, broadcasting to you this morning from the foyer of the Lagana Shopping Centre. Is the car park, I think we might have hit peak car at the moment. I suspect things will get a little busier as the morning rolls on and people get out and do a bit of their shopping. Our guests this morning, Kerry Finch, the incumbent in the seat of Roseviers, and also Don Morris, who will be the Liberal candidate. Both of them asking for your vote. Is it fair to describe this gentleman as a contest between a social conservative and a social progressive?
I think, well, I if you like, I mean, I'm a social conservative and an economic conservative. My view is that governments generally shouldn't create jobs; they should create the environment for jobs. That's the best way you can improve society. I have personal moral views that they are matters, and I think Kerry would agree with this. There are certain things that come before the parliament that you vote on conscience. That whether you're independent or party member, you vote on conscience. And I would probably be from the conservative spectrum, but on something like stem cell research, I'm strongly in support of that, which some conservatives are not.
Would you have, I mean, some of the, and it's an interesting one to talk about because, of course, so much of it came up in front of the Legislative Council in the life of the last term. On issues like abortion and terminations and what period of time they are actually can be conducted outside of the legal framework or a law framework of law.
Look, the worst thing that I saw in the last year was the Minister for Health the Minister for Health bringing forward an abortion bill under the guise of a private member's bill. That was just appalling. I think that the bill that Michelle O'Byrne put up was too far. I think that abortion law reform, and particularly as a male, it's very hard to talk about abortion law reform.
But you'd have to vote on it, Don Morris.
Yeah, absolutely, and I certainly wouldn't have supported her bill. I think it was regrettable that it went through the Parliament in the terms it did.
The bill was about taking it out of the criminal code.
Decriminalising.
Where it had been over 80 years, yes, decriminalisation of it, and certainly...
A lot more than that, Kerry.
Well, you would have to support that situation. You would have to support the choice for women in one of the most dramatic situations that they could find themselves in. We need to give them all the options available to them to deal with that phase of their lives.
You sort of moved away from being described as a green in independence clothing a little earlier. We didn't really tackle the issue. Don Morris, you've decided in this campaign to really go after Kerry Finch and paint him in those terms. Do you think it'll be effective?
Well, I don't... I'm painting Kerry with a paintbrush that he's provided. It's the way he's voted in decisions in the council. Kerry said in a letter that he's put out to the electorate that he's not a political person. I think he means he's not a party political person, but every member of parliament is a political person. The decisions that you take affect people. And some of the votes that Kerry's moved across the chamber on, I think, reflect a green point of view. There's certainly... I'm not saying Kerry's a green, but he delivers the green agenda.
I've never dealt with a piece of green legislation. So how can I be following their agenda? It has really been the agenda of the government of the day.
And green Labor government for the last 4 years.
Well, and prior to that, the previous 8 years was in fact a Labor government. And I can say this to you, that there is an element of excitement in my work about dealing with a new agenda that the Liberals will present.
What do you think about removing suspended sentences for serious crimes in Tasmania?
Gee, that's controversial, isn't it? I just have, and without the evidence coming before me as to why this is being pressed so strongly by the Liberal government, I just get a sense that the judiciary is being a little bit sidelined here in the options that are available to dealing with miscreants and to making sure that they have all the options available to be able to prosecute a case and deal with their situation in a proper and fulsome way. So that debate will be very interesting indeed, and I look forward to being part of it.
Don Morris, if elected, you'll be sitting not too far from Vanessa Goodwin, who'll be running that agenda for the government. What do you think of the wisdom of removing suspended sentences in the case of serious crimes?
I think the wisdom is good. As Kerry knows, Vanessa is the most highly qualified person to be Attorney General of this state. She has a doctorate in alternative sentencing. The Liberal Party has got a very good record in this. It was Max Bingham that introduced community service orders back in 1969 in the Bethune government. We were the first state to have alternative sentences for people who committed minor crimes. But what the Liberal Party policy is about is serious crimes and serious drug crimes, serious crimes against the person. I don't think, with respect, that it's up to the judiciary to decide what the law is. It's for the legislature to decide what the law is. And as Vanessa said only yesterday, the Sentencing Advisory Council will be closely involved in the legislation that's coming forward.
But, I mean, we give serious people the responsibility for deciding what happens in serious cases. We present them with a suite of options on the understanding that one size doesn't fit every case. But, in fact, that's what you're proposing. Your argument is it was popular electorally. It's not popular with the judiciary or with those that work in the law, it seems.
Well, I think there's a variety of views in the law and possibly in the judiciary. We've only heard from one former judge, Pierre Slicer, who's got a particular view, but you have to look at the policy. It is specific serious crimes that we're talking about, and then other crimes will be considered in consultation with the Sentencing Advisory Committee. That's been made very clear by the Attorney General, and she fronted up in front of the Law Society in their seminar only, 10 days ago, and I think she prosecuted her case very well.
Would you support three-month minimum sentences for those that on a second occasion are found guilty of invading a workplace? I think the government's particularly thinking about those that invade forestry workplaces.
Look, I think that the unfortunate thing about forest protests is there's a mixture of people. There's people who legitimately protest on the lawns of Parliament House or outside public buildings, and then there are people who are absolute vandals who go in, who damage machinery, you know, put things in fuel tanks, put chains around equipment, frustrate industry. So you're dealing with really militant deep greens, and you're dealing with people who have a particular point of view and they have a perfect legitimate right to protest. But I certainly support increasing sentences for people who sabotage machinery. And indeed, I was directly involved in the bill that was before the last Parliament, which didn't get through the House of Assembly when I was Will Hodgman's Chief of Staff.
Kerry Finch, do you support the idea that people for a second time found guilty of invading a workplace will face a mandatory three-month prison term?
Well, of course, it's a vexed question. And certainly, some of the actions that are taken are very severe. People have the right to go to work and to be able to carry out their lawful duty at work. So that's something that needs to be protected and overseen. So as the debate unfolds, as the evidence comes forward, I'll be interested to see that and to see where, well, we know where public opinion is going with that. People are very concerned about it, and I'd like to see that all steps taken that will help to rectify that situation.
On ABC Local Radio around Tasmania, Don Morris and Kerry Finch, our guest this morning. Just briefly, gentlemen, I'd like to give you a chance, both in maybe 60 seconds, to sum up why it is that you'd like people to put a mark next to your name in a couple of weeks from now when they vote in Rosebery. Kerry, we'll start with you.
Well, I would like to think that people have an full understanding of the Westminster system, that it's independents who give the best representation. Every party person who is elected to the Legislative Council weakens the Legislative Council in the work that it can do. We can see that we have 15 representatives in there, so it's a limited number of people. We only really need that one representative of the government and the one representative of the opposition to get their opinion of where their parties are actually aligned. So with the independents, we carry out our investigation in the community on the suggested legislation that comes up from the lower house, and then with our investigations, with talking to our community, what they actually want to see the result to be, and also trying to work out the implications of the legislation, and then to then prosecute that to make sure we get the very best laws for Tasmania. I think an independent is best placed to carry out that work.
Leon, I think that, as I've said before, the Westminster system operates with a good bicameral system. I absolutely support Kerry on that, but it also operates with a variety of voices. And I would give the people of Rosebery as a voice in the government of Tasmania, which it's never had before. And I think that I could be a strong advocate. I could obtain things which I've already been involved in for the electorate, better infrastructure, better services. Can I just add, if I may, that thank you for the ABC bringing the debate up. I heard Kerry on the radio, and there's one thing we absolutely agree on, and that is that a lot of people aren't aware that the election's on. About 20% of people didn't vote last time in Rosebery, and that's normally about that for the upper house. And it is very important that on the 3rd of May people take their democratic duty seriously and make a choice.
To both of you, thanks for coming down and being part of the program this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Leon.
Thanks, Leon.
Kerry Finch and Don Morris from the Liberals and Independent on 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, as we come to you from the foyer of the Lagana Shopping Centre this morning.